Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe live at the Music City Center today. NASCAR Awards presented by Green Trees Company. Appreciate them. And we continue the interviews with the drivers. And we go to another former champion, Kyle Larson, who is here with us. Kyle, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We were just talking before you came on. You know Nashville quite well. You celebrated your championship here in Nashville. What are some fun things that you've gotten into so far this week?
Just hanging out, kind of. It's a fun couple nights here. Everybody in our industry is here, and you get to kind of get away from the racetrack setting a little bit. So everybody kind of lets their hair down and goes out and just has a good time. So went to Losers on Tuesday night. Last night SMI threw a really fun party at 12:30 Club, and then went out after that and didn't get much sleep. So it's been a fun, successful week so far.
Yeah, and I'm like you mentioned, and McDowell brought this up too. Of everybody's not in competitive mode, so you can kind of chat and be friendly with each other. And so I'm sure that takes a little bit of the stress off.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, it's a fun kind of setting. Like you said, it's not competition, so you kind of just, you don't really, I don't know if I've talked with anybody about racing, It's kind of more of catching up what they've been doing so far in the off season, and you're getting to just talk to them as a person and not a race car driver, which is good.
How much racing have you done since the NASCAR season ended?
I've ran just three dirt midget races, so it went really well. We won all three of them, so now for me, honestly, this is kind of my off season starting, so I won't race again for the next probably 4 weeks, and go run the late model in New Mexico, and that'll get me ready for the NASCAR season. So a little less racing than I typically do, which is nice.
Kyle Larson is with us. Now, this year you're going to attempt the double and do the Indy 500 and then the Coca-Cola 600. I know you've gotten in a car a little bit and done some testing. So how excited are you to be able to try that for the first time?
Yeah, I'm excited. It was good to kind of get our rookie orientation out of the way a month and a half ago or so, whatever it was. It was fun. The cars were, or the experience was about what I expected. It was fast for sure, but it had so much grip that it didn't make it feel like you're going 220. And I was just by myself, so I obviously know it'll be way different as I get in traffic and all that. But I'm definitely excited. It's the Indy 500 is the biggest race in the world, and getting to compete in two races in the same day, two marquee events, is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be crazy and hectic, but I think I'm ready for it.
Have you, you obviously have time to do this, but have you talked to Kurt Busch or Tony Stewart or anybody that's done it before to kind of get advice?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I talked to Kurt a few different times, but again, the other night when we were hanging out here. So Kurt will probably be the guy that I'm sure I'll talk to the most. We've been teammates together in the past at Ganassi. He's really, really good at explaining things. So I've already talked to him quite a bit, and I'll talk to him some more, but as well as anybody else. It's been a long time since Tony's done it, but I'm sure I'll talk to him. I've talked to Jimmy Johnson. AJ, I'd like to talk to as well. So it's gonna be fun.
We're talking to Kyle Larson here at the NASCAR Awards, NASCAR Championship Week. Obviously you guys won some races this year. You have a shot at a championship. Blaney gets it this year. But how would you rate your season overall?
Yeah, it was good. We had a lot of speed. We won four races plus the All Star race. So the win column looked good, but there was still a lot left out there. We led the most laps. We crashed from the lead a number of times. So I think when you look at that, we had a great year and all that, but there were still some wins left out on the table. So try and clean some things up a little bit on my end for next year and see if we can be a little bit better.
Do you, you know, we've seen this format with the playoffs and then the championship four and it coming down to one race for several years. You've obviously won a championship that way. You've, you know, come up short with that way. Do you still like this system? Do you think it's the right system for the sport to have it all come down to one race?
I mean, it's tough because, I don't know, you want the storylines, and I think one race, it makes the story, you know, storyline a little bit more intense. But for me, it's kind of hard to, you know, the only thing that I would change would be maybe the final round, you know, be three races to decide the champion. You know, because I think you would probably see a different champion most years if it came down to three races rather than just one racetrack where, you know, a certain team could be much better than the field. So, but, you know, I'm also okay with it too. Like it's been this way forever long now. And, you know, I've won a championship in this system. So, I enjoy it. I just would make a little tweak to it.
Well, Kyle, have fun tonight and the rest of the time here in Nashville. Appreciate this, and we'll see you in L.A.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. That is Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 for Hendrick Motorsports and a former champion as well. We'll have much more coming here on Chasing Big Joe. Maybe we might have another driver. Stand by. we'll step away. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.